Tonight was the start of, once again, of our academic year for our improvers class, which consists of people who have been with me and with my teacher beforehand, some of these guys, who played the form, who have gone through the beginner's class and know how to play the form to a certain level, and who are now working year on year on the 10 principles. And tonight was the first year where we brought people from the beginner's class through to join the improver's class, which was a very exciting time. And the contrast of having the two, actually the three different ability levels we've got now in the group was very helpful. One of my beginners tonight made a very interesting observation, which I think is well worth sharing with everybody. We were working on the first of the 10 principles that we study, which is single weight. And we always do this through a walking exercise. Now, the key to all of the principles is relaxation. Sure, there are biomechanical things that are important that need to be paid particular attention to. But ultimately, the one thing behind it all is relaxation. And one of the students tonight made the excellent point that they had so much going on in their head, so many things they were focusing on, trying to get right, trying to be precise with, and they felt they couldn't relax. They were concentrating too much and too hard. And I thought that was a very interesting and a very astute observation indeed. That the tension is in their mind before it's in their body. Or perhaps the tension in their mind means that the tension in the body is irrelevant or inaccessible. I don't know. There's a thought there. The question is, and I'm still working on the answer, how do you get the mind to relax whilst doing all this work? What I've done with my own practice over the years is learn to translate physical, biomechanical movement into internal feeling. You feel the muscles tense and relax. You feel what can only really be described as the flow of energy. Although I'm not skeptical about it, I'm more reluctant to talk about that, because how do you prove that? I don't know how to prove it, and therefore I'm not very happy demonstrating that, teaching that at this stage. Not until we can prove it and externalize it somehow. If that is even possible, I don't know, with my current knowledge. But it was the work I did over the years, taking a principle and finding the relaxation in it, is how I've progressed as I have over the last 10 years now. It's been, this is year 11 for me, playing Tai Chi and studying Tai Chi. My challenge now as a teacher, and I guess the challenge to the students as well, is how do we get them through the same book of work? And that is certainly something that's going to be preying on my mind for the next week or two. I'll try and find a suitable answer.